Trump blocked a firearms industry blow. I'm Barbara Cusack. The Senate voted 59-41 to pass a resolution blocking President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Correspondent Manu Raju says 12 Senate Republicans sided with Democrats voting against the president.
The president is faced with his first veto of his presidency. That's going to lead to a House vote in the coming days to try to override his veto. They are short of a veto override in the House as well. That ultimately means it will be up to the courts to decide whether or not the president has the legal authority to move forward with this emergency declaration to essentially move money around to fund his border wall.
Boeing paused deliveries of its 737 MAX aircraft to customers after the grounding of the jetliner around the world following two fatal crashes over the past several months. Investigators in France will begin analyzing the black boxes tomorrow from the Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX 8 aircraft that crashed over the weekend. A major blow to the firearms industry by the Connecticut Supreme Court.
In a split 4-3 ruling, Connecticut Supreme Court said the relatives of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting can sue Remington over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used to kill 20 children and 6 adults. The justice reinstated a wrongful death lawsuit that was prohibited by a lower court, which said a 2005 federal law protects gun manufacturers from liability when their guns are used in crimes. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
A massive late winter storm has produced record rainfall in parts of the Midwest with flooding in several states. A state of emergency has been declared in Kentucky's McCracken County, where a tornado spread damage around a 5-square-mile area. Britain's parliament decided it wants to put Brexit on hold. It approved a motion today to delay the March 29th withdrawal. The European Union has to agree. Stocks closed mixed. The Dow added 7. The S&P off by 2. The Nasdaq lost 12. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, where have you been?
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe. I can breathe.
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep.
Resolution to block the president's declaration of a national emergency. Republican Martha McSally voted against it. Phoenix police say the man shot by an officer near the state capitol yesterday has died unarmed, but they know why he wasn't wanting to talk to officers.
We found out after we had him, he was not the suspect that we were looking for in connection with the earlier crime spree. But we found out that this individual did have warrants for his arrest, and that would probably explain why he ran from us.
Police also say an extremely armed and dangerous suspect they were looking for found in Glendale. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office looking for a driver in a 2014 hit-and-run accident that killed a pedestrian.
Detectives has followed up on several leads and have reason to believe the vehicle is either a passenger car or small sports utility vehicle. The driver may have been leaving the country club area on the way to work.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This is your 1100 KFNX traffic update brought to you by the TJ Martell Foundation. We got a crash in the HOV lane in Phoenix, Loop 101 eastbound at 7th Street. Another accident has right lane blocked in Scottsdale, Loop 101 southbound at McDowell. Accident in Tempe on Price Road at Warner Road. And another round in Peoria has been reported on Cactus Road West, east of 7th Avenue. The TJ Martell Foundation. Music's promise for a cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbog Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect clear skies, low 47, with a north-northeast wind to 5 miles per hour. Sunny and pleasant tomorrow Friday, afternoon high 74, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. For Friday night, cloudy skies early give way to clear conditions, low 54. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbog Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 62 degrees.
We'll be right back.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. And in a moment, I'll tell you how to get 20% off all Blink outdoor XT camera systems. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on kids and pets from anywhere from your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And right now, Blink outdoor XT camera systems are an impressive 20% off. But hurry, the sale ends March 16th at midnight Eastern.
Visit blinkprotect.com/offer. blinkprotect.com/offer. blinkprotect.com/offer.
Blink is an Amazon company and it works with Alexa.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this 101 to the 202 to the 303 Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
I'm Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. In our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus what we found on our valley-wide home search this past week. Then in our loan segment, are rates edging lower? Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner, a look at the booming downtown apartment market and what you need to know. And down the stretch, new listings, a valley-wide special distressed sale deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
What's going on? What a day today. I mean, really, the weather, can you beat it? I think we're done now for rain until...
Tomorrow?
August.
August! Going deep.
I mean, I think we're done. I mean, don't you think so? And I just think a lot of stuff is going to be happening pretty soon. We're going to have the snowbirds starting to head out, working with a lot of people right now that want condos, want investment properties, want VRBOs, want that type of investment. And guess what's going to come on the market a lot, say, April?
All of the above.
When the snowbirds hit the road.
And yeah, those golf course community patio homes.
That's when they vacate. That's when they say, do we want to keep this thing vacant during the summer? Or do we want to sell it? So if you're looking for investment properties, patio homes, townhomes, condos, pretty soon, inventory is going to grow. It's going to get better. And we're going to be able to capitalize.
I thought a little bit of a continuation from last week's theme would be in order, because I literally spent this last week going to just about every neighborhood in town. From the 101, 202, 303, I was showing property in Gilbert, in Chandler, in Phoenix, in Arcadia, Arcadia Light, Scottsdale, Peoria,
Casa Grande,
Glendale. I mean,
Wickenburg.
You name it, I was probably there. And I know you've been driving Surprise, Buckeye, Tonopah, Avondale, you know, all those places.
I got the West covered.
West covered. So we were talking last week about how, you know, overall sort of, a slowness, a pause in the market, if you will, is what I was kind of, you were saying, yes, Dave, but, you know, in parts, right? And so I'm here to tell you, I agree.
Whoa.
But
are you saying that you were wrong?
Not wrong, but I think
are you saying
I'll
I was
say you were right.
Are you saying I was right? Remember that? You remember that Happy Days episode where the Fonz couldn't say he was wrong?
I do remember that.
And the Fonz was like, wrong. No, I get it.
I love you. Yeah. First time you have to say that to a girl.
I appreciate it.
No, here's...
I got my finger on the pulse of this market.
But I'm not totally incorrect either.
No, you're not.
So here's what I found. Because we made a bunch of offers. So, like, for example, in Chandler, there was a property down there, an investment property. It was in the very low 300s. Multiple offers in the first weekend. Then we moved over to Mesa.
Nice place.
Multiple offers over the weekend. Then we moved to Gilbert. Multiple offers over the weekend. So then we moved to Arrowhead Ranch over there in Glendale. And we got in a bidding war, but we won it. So we got that house. So my point is, if it's priced right and it's attractive, there is a buyer for those homes. But here's where things are sitting, languishing a little bit. We did a little tour of Arcadia Light, which is basically, home of the remodel, home of the fix and flip.
South Scottsdale.
Those two areas, right? We looked at 15 properties.
McCormick Ranch.
You talk about competition, and now there is a place where you might be able to really get a discount. Really, because there's so many like properties. They're all fix and flip remodels, and they're all sitting around right now.
Because prices
have been pushed so high in those areas.
Properties get stale quick. If a property is sitting on the market more than 30 to 45 days right now, people think there's something wrong with it. They get stale quick. And then people jump on all the new stuff that comes on the market. It's kind of weird because there are some beautiful, beautiful, great homes, good buys that are sitting on the market for 30, 45 days for no reason other than the fact that they're a little stale.
Or that's that pause we've been talking about.
But I will market tell you this.
I'm more interested in so you heard about kind of what I experienced. I know we're all over the valley, mostly West Side, but Buckeye and Surprise. What are you seeing when you're trying to make, offers for your clients?
Shiny. I'm telling you right now, shiny sells. Shiny sells. Clean smelling. We talked about the senses before.
Hearing, five of them.
Hearing, tasting, smelling, seeing, feeling. It's all about real estate. Hey, I got a thing for you. All you sellers out there, here's a new thing that you should do. In your house, make a place that is kind of somewhat designated when they walk in and they say, I could have my coffee there. How many people do you walk through houses that say, I could drink my coffee here?
That's true. Yeah.
This would be a great place to drink coffee.
A little area.
You can have your morning coffee here. I hear it all the time. And you know what? It's a thing.
It is a thing.
Make a little coffee bar. Put an espresso. Go spend the money and put a little Nespresso bar out on the patio. And get like little bustier thing. What is that? What do they call those things? Baristas.
Yeah.
Actually hire somebody from Starbucks to stand out on the patio when people walk through and make them coffee. Coffee is the biggest seller for everything. People actually plan in their heads where they're going to drink their coffee in the morning.
I like that.
And I'm telling you, it works. If you were to designate an area and spruce it up for coffee, you will sell your property.
Here's another little tip. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
Because this is going a different direction, but... Because we looked at a lot of neighborhoods, and a lot of these neighborhoods are built by the same builder, right? And one way to, and this will not be a roof determination, but it's a little bit of an indicator. if the homes are pretty much like and they're built around the same time and you see somebody in that neighborhood is having their roof done, there's probably a fairly decent chance your roof might be done. You might want to check that seller disclosure. It's a good tip to look at all the other roofs that are just like the same one you have.
Roofs.
Roofs. Because, you know, we've had the rain lately and, you know, the roof thing has become a thing.
If you're, and here's the thing right now, if you're getting your house inspected and then the underlayment is more than, say, 15, 20 years old, it's time. And buyers are going to say, I need a new roof. You need to pay for it, or at least credit me some dough, some coin. Some cash.
Dinero. Okay. Up next.
Quan.
Are rates edging lower? Deanne has the latest. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elter Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is, start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
eltonbrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers, 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona Best Real Estate, eltonbrothers.com.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home. Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. 6728, over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
damaged.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. And I think that was Rick.
That's Rick. Damaged. Deanne, where do you have your coffee in the morning? Do you have a designated place in your home where you like to drink your coffee?
Yes, out on the back porch.
See? Mm-hmm. It's a thing. I'm telling you, so many people walk through houses when I'm showing houses and they say, this is a great place for me to have my coffee. If your house is not selling, I would brew coffee, I would put up a little coffee stand, and I would get an espresso machines, and your house will be sold within 2 weeks, or you call me and tell me that it hadn't.
So before the quartz countertops, get the espresso machine.
Yeah. Forget the granite, get the Nespresso.
Okay.
People love coffee, and they love to figure out where they're going to drink it.
True.
It's a thing.
We're creatures of habit, is what you're saying. Yeah. We do the same thing every morning.
It is dopamine for people. They
so
wake up.
Get a bistro chair, too?
Anything. Whatever it takes. Get those little espresso cups. You know?
Is it espresso or espresso?
It's espresso.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I think. Don't ask me. But I'm just saying, I can't tell you. I mean, I've been showing so many houses lately, and every single time somebody walks by and goes, I can have my coffee here. Anyway,
order to do that, we need a loan.
Yes. So I guess we can't get a loan before we get coffee. But yeah. I don't know. If you go to Starbucks, you need a loan to get coffee.
There you go.
Well, there is that. But Deanne, you know, amazingly enough, yeah, watching the 10-year and some indicators, it seems like rates are really hanging in there.
They are. And something else that hasn't happened for a long time. You remember for a while it was never worth it to pay like a discount point because it might get you an eighth better on the rate, right, because everything was so tight? Well, now a point will typically get you at least a quarter better on your interest rate. So just to give you an idea what that means. So today, the 30-year fixed on a conventional 20% down with good credit is still hanging in there at 4.75. APR 4.871, total payment $1,356. However, if you pay a point today, you can get 4.5 with an APR of 4.6118, which means you paid $2,242 to save $32 a month. And if you take that money and divide it by your savings, you've recaptured your money in 6.5 years.
That's not bad.
But here's the best news of all.
Or, I'm sorry, 5.5 years. I apologize.
Even better.
Mm-hmm. Even better. And even better than that is we can try to get the seller to pay that $2,242.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people, especially in a move-up home, you know, sometimes in a starter home might not be worth it because they know they're only going to be there 2 to 5 years. So if you can't recover your money. But if you're in a move-up home, which usually you're until, you know, your toddlers get out of high school or college, then it's worth it.
And I know you can do the math for everyone.
Yes.
To see if it's worth it. But really, 4.75 to 4.5 over a long-term hold is going to turn into a nice little savings.
Absolutely, because that's just what you're seeing on the front side. Obviously, the lower your interest rate, the more of your payment's going to principal. So if you look at an amortization schedule, you're actually reducing your principal quicker also.
Very interesting, Deanne.
Mm-hmm.
I think rates are stabilizing here to bottoming.
Well, when she says, you know, one discount point gets you a quarter on the rate, that tells me that any sort of decent tick down in the 10-year could move that 4.75, say, to 4.625. I mean, it seems like we're pretty close. Even rates maybe edging lower. Of course, we don't know what the crystal ball is in the shop.
Right.
But still, very exciting and not so bad. Because even if, can you pay a half a discount point or no?
Yes, yes. And sometimes that is good. And sometimes you only have to pay a quarter of a discount point to get an eighth better on the rate. Really depends on the day, depends on your credit score. But you should always ask that option, because I can remember back in the day when I started, it was automatic to charge a discount point. Automatic. Everybody paid it. We called it an origination fee back then.
Right. Then we came up with par rates. 0-0.
Well, because rates were so low for so long, it didn't make any sense to pay points because they were so low that the investors, you know, once you got down below that 3.5 or 3.25, whatever it was, it just dropped off the cliff as far as trying to buy anything because they didn't want them to go any lower. But since rates have gone up, there's opportunity now where that 1 point can make a difference over the long term.
How far can you buy a rate down? Say I get 4.75.
Right.
How far can you? I know there's an allotment and there's only so much you can contribute. But how much can you? Can you get your rate down to say 4%?
Well, there's a certain point, like I said, where it drops off the cliff, Rick.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me just have a little peek here. I have to go into my pricing engine.
Because I know buying down rates is a thing. And, you know, but normal closing costs, 0-0, going to be X amount. And then if you have a little extra money, you can throw it at your rate if you plan on being there long term. If you're not going to be there long term, then it may not pay.
Especially,
right.
Especially if the seller's going to contribute.
But just to give you an idea, 4%, mm-hmm. No, you're looking at 3 discount points.
3 discount points.
Makes so
that'd
no
be
sense.
$6,600. 67, almost 67.
Right, yeah. But it doesn't make any sense because you're really saving an additional $34.
Right.
Yeah, your recovery period, you'll have the house paid off probably. So there comes a point where it simply doesn't make sense.
Got it.
Gotcha. The key takeaway, people out there, is to keep the discount point in mind when you're
right.
When you're out there trying to shop for a loan and get a rate and all of that. So we did the conventional 20% down, 4.75. Where right. are we with FHA and VA, Deanne?
FHA, and again, these are the par rates, and the same would apply to these today. 280 FHA, 4.75, APR of 5.554. All in $1,800.52.
All right. 1801 FHA, 4.75. And that's 3.5% down. That can be gifted. We can try to get the seller to pay costs. How about VA?
VA, 100%. $280,000, 4.75, APR 4.88. All in payment, $1,642.65.
All right. $1,643. No money down.
Right.
Use that VA eligibility, and Deanne is a VA queen. Is that fair to say? I mean, she knows everything inside and out about VA loans, eligibility, reusing it, how to use the credit. I mean, everything you could possibly think of about VA, Deanne is your one-stop shop. You just got to give her a call, 602-606-6728, and that goes for FHA. And conventional, unconventional, you can do 3%, 5%, 10%. Those can be gifted, right, Deanne?
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We got a minute for investors.
Okay, investors, 280, 20% down, really good credit, 5.75, APR of 5.977, all in $1,488.64.
1489. We were out looking at properties all week, looking for investors in the 280 to 325 range. And,
right.
I can tell you this, rents are much higher than that.
Right. Because I find with a lot of my investors right now, because with 25% down, you can get a better interest rate, but they're opting to keep the additional 5% because it doesn't make that big of a difference.
There you go. So if you're out there, give Deanne a call, 602-606-6728. If you're a realtor, you want a great lender who can close in 2 to 3 weeks, she is your gal. Deanne, thank you very much.
Thanks,
thank
Deanne.
You.
Have a good day.
Up next, Investor's Corner, a look at the booming downtown apartment market. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
12 Republicans joined Democrats in voting to terminate President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer praised those senators for breaking with the president.
Republicans, out of courage, out of principle, and maybe out of exasperation, are beginning to constrain the president when he goes too far.
China's Huawei pleaded not guilty in a Brooklyn, New York court today to all charges it violated U.S. sanctions on Iran and obstructed justice in the investigation that followed. A federal judge scheduled the next court appearance for April 4th. At least 21 migrants rescued at sea by the Royal Marines after their rubber dinghy floundered, but a Moroccan official could not confirm a report that 45 migrants had drowned. Russian-American crew of three has blasted off to the International Space Station. This marks a second attempt to reach the outpost after October's aborted launch. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Arizona News Radio. Democrat Kyrsten Sinema voted in favor of a Senate resolution to block the president's declaration of a national emergency. Republican Martha McSally voted against it. Phoenix police say the man shot by an officer near the state capitol yesterday has died unarmed, but they know why he wasn't wanting to talk to officers.
We found out after we had him, he was not the suspect that we were looking for in connection with the earlier crime spree. But we found out that this individual did have warrants for his arrest, and that would probably explain why he ran from us.
Police also say an extremely armed and dangerous suspect they were looking for found in Glendale. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office looking for a driver in a 2014 hit-and-run accident that killed a pedestrian.
Detectives has followed up on several leads and have reason to believe the vehicle is either a passenger car or a small sports utility vehicle. The driver may have been leaving the country club area on the way to work.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by Summit Mel Medical. We got accident in Phoenix at 16th Street and Bethany Home Road. Another one in Phoenix, 7th Ave and McDowell Road. Got an accident in Scottsdale. Going to have you pump the brakes on Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard at Thompson Peak Parkway. Traffic's not getting any better. Neither will your erectile dysfunction. Our low testosterone systems without the help of Summit Mel Medical. Go to summitmelmedical.com to learn more.
From the KFNX Weatherbog Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect clear skies, low 47, with a north-northeast wind to 5 miles per hour. Sunny and pleasant tomorrow Friday, afternoon high 74, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. For Friday night, cloudy skies early, give way to clear conditions, low 54. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbog Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 63 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Now this is the story of two young men. They moved to Arizona when they was just 10. Spent some time from ASU to Southern Cali. Now they selling real estate across the valley. First time buyers, investors too. The Elton Brothers find the perfect home for you. So give them a call, don't run in. Even get a cash offer. It's Buy-A-Fi.
480-451-3318 or eltonbrothers.com.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name Bonafide, as in get your Bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or eltonbrothers.com.
Get Bonafide!
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, of course. It's all at eltonbrothers.com. Your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. Rick, how did that rap commercial got in? Now, that did not pass.
Meow.
That wasn't supposed to be there. It's not ready yet.
I liked it. No. I liked it.
We're going to make it better. I promise you.
Across the valley.
It's getting there. We did that without a backing track. So they tried to put the track in afterwards and, you know, it's got it's a little rough.
I don't know.
I think that's being kind.
All I can tell you is the phones are lighting up. Emails are flying. Texting is going off the hook. Social media is blowing up about that rap.
Blowing up and crashing.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it needs work. I'll be the first to line up for that.
Justin liked it.
Justin or Jason?
Jason, sorry.
Jason. He'll answer to either one, by the way. All right.
So what's going on out there in this world of real estate? Everybody says to me, what's the market doing? How's the market? It's such a broad question.
Well, I can tell you what market's killing. In fact, one of the top markets in the country is our downtown apartment market. More than 3,600 under construction as renters bring new life after dark to downtown. This is an article I pulled off of CoStar before we came in. It's pretty interesting. You know, downtown Midtown developers chasing demand, vacancy rates reached an all-time low of 7.5%, a drop of 0.9 of a point in the past year alone, according to CoStar Analytics. Builders have added 4,500 apartments since 2015, a 20% increase in total inventory, and thousands, my wife will be happy to hear this, thousands more expected this year.
And what, so
get this, Rick.
What does that tell you?
People are coming. People are moving.
I don't know if it tells you that or because we're such a landlord state that there may be a, how dare I say, bubble in the rental market. I mean,
we have years worth of demand here.
I remember back in Mellenthaler's class in Mojave Elementary School, and it was economics 101, and it said supply and demand is the driver of economics.
Right.
Well, so you just said we're going to have 55 more hundred units in of rentals, not to mention that we are such a landlord state already with an average sale price of around $280,000 for the average home here in the Phoenix area, which is pretty affordable. And go ahead, but I'm just saying.
Right. I mean, it's easy to jump right to, oh, we're in a bubble just because.
Didn't say today.
Well, no, but I mean, that's just insane.
I said there's, pretty soon.
There's a lot of.
There will be a cap on rents because they are out of control.
Okay, interesting. Now, rents. I'm glad you mentioned that word rents because this is where I was going with all this.
So with all the, you know, the 4,500 apartments that have been built and another 3,600 that are going to be built, and these are luxury, I should say this.
Don't forget the ones that are already built.
Right. That's right. But these are sort of luxury, type, you know, amenity driven apartment complexes. You know, I'm talking juice bars. I'm talking pool.
Coffee.
Obviously, I'm talking, you know, little restaurant boutiques on site. This kind of stuff, parking, gyms, all that stuff. And, the average rents are just under $1,600 a month.
Crazy.
50% higher than average asking rates downtown. That's this new stuff that's being built, according to CoStar. But as I said, you know, the residents, they have the juice bars, the pools, the lounges, the bike rack, the bikes, the things, all this stuff.
Storage. What's gonna happen to the individual investor? That's why single family detached homes are probably still a great buy for investors, because if you're buying, single family detached, you will be able to compete with, because there's still a lot of people that want to rent and they have pets. They got dogs.
So
they need yards.
Yes, Rick. There will always be a need for the single family home. But I think what I'm trying to get at here in a big picture kind of way is the tastes of what buyers, people living, where they want to live, how they want to live are evolving. I think they're evolving from the...
You mean they want better?
I'm thinking they want less to take care of. They want amenities. They want to be closer in. They want, that's why all this stuff is going up. I mean, in general.
Because they don't want cars anymore.
Yeah, they want light rail.
They want Uber.
They want Uber.
Cars are too unaffordable. So they want a Lyft. They want a Uber.
So here's
they want to be close to Tilted Kilt and then walk across and see AC/DC over there at the Talking Stick.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Or Travis Scott, as it were, for the new millennials.
Hey, if AC/DC was going to Talking Stick, I would buy an apartment down there just to be able to go walk across the street and see them.
And a lot of people are doing that. There's a lot going on downtown. Downtown used to like close up at 5:30.
They're trying to revive it.
That's what this is all about. It's all about the revival of downtown. And it, you know, it happened in LA, except that it happened there 25 years ago.
Those cranes down there you see are one big defibrillator.
That's right. But here's the interesting thing. I remember looking at apartments as I get off the table. But 100,000 a door, you know, was kind of a thing.
Kind of that was one of those things where you think of where, duplexes and triplexes and sixplexes.
Well,
you think 100,000 a door was like the staple.
That was pretty, you know.
That was the guideline.
That was pretty high. But now, to try to find that, it's out there, but it's few and far between. Like I was just showed up a place downtown, 15 units for, and this was built in the sixties, early sixties, and partially remodeled. And they're asking 1.8. And
how many units?
15. So it's like 135
a door.
135 a door, something like that. And this was, you know, built in the '60s.
Right. And most of them are. Most of those, duplexes and multiplexes that you're seeing.
15 units. But yeah.
They're all built in, you got your Glendales, you got your Mesas, you got your South Phoenixes.
So what we're seeing is the cap rates on these are just, they're coming down. You know, we always try to get sixes and sevens. Now, if you could get fives, you know.
They're just not as appealing.
Well, no, they're in demand. There's so much demand that it's pushing prices higher. So that's what's going on.
But all these apartments that are being built are competing for amenities.
They are. That's a different price point than, say, these new luxury type things, which are being built by huge REITs.
Yeah, those are $600 to $800 a month.
Yeah.
Because they're 1 to 2 bedrooms.
Yeah, they're $600 to $800 a month, that kind of thing. They're still out there. And people are buying them up like crazy. And there's even a flippers market, you know, in apartments. So if you guys are out there and you're looking for multifamily, you know, we'd love to help you out with that. We are doing that every week. You can give us a call, 480-451-3318. Multifamily, lots of people's tastes are adjusting. It's tough to find room for the dog, isn't it? Up next, New listings, a special valley-wide distressed sale, deals of the week, much more. You got to stay with us to hear it all on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
eltonbrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers, 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona Best Real Estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking. Down the road you find another sweet baby cooking. What do you do? Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. Still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you gotta sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it, we are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. And you can find us at eltonbrothers.com and all that good stuff. But, you know, we
like to have fun on the radio, but we're serious about our jobs.
We do. I think that's worth bearing because we've been having just like a load of fun here. Rick and I get a kick out of each other doing this show, but it is a
serious,
real estate can be
serious biz,
very intense. We're dealing with people's lives. We know it. We deal with it every day.
We
try to have fun with it when we're on the show.
It's a financially emotional business, financial, emotion, all the different stuff.
everything.
I mean, it gets when push comes to shove, we get pushing. I don't know, whatever that means.
I get it. So we were talking about in the first segment, I was talking about how I was in all these, you know, fix and flips, of which I will say the quality varies tremendously. And you know, one of the things I was doing in every house, it's very interesting.
Opening the electrical panel.
No, I wasn't doing that.
I do that.
I know you do.
I get down and dirty.
But I do something really simple, Rick.
Nitty gritty.
You go in the laundry room or in the bathroom, and of course everyone wants to turn on the light and see. But hit the exhaust fan. And inevitably.
Sounds like a weed eater.
Sounds like. or more like, you know, crickets on resuscitation. Like, like the fan blade stuck, you know, like. Not working. Like, you know, that,
it's like it's blowing a piston.
And that's the thing. You know, like there's so many different levels of these remodels and you have to see if these additions that you see a lot of times, has this been permitted? Is it something you're going to want to find out? You want to see that seller disclosure. A lot of times these companies want you to waive the seller disclosure.
Don't do it. Actually, you're not even allowed to.
You can, but you still get to inspect. So right. you have to inspect is the key.
Never waive the seller disclosure statement. Never waive not seeing it. You want the seller to disclose what they know about the property. I don't care if it's nothing. I don't care if they give you a blank disclosure statement. You get a blank disclosure statement because you never take that out of the contract. It's so funny when people try to do that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a minute. The other day I showed a house in, I don't know, this was a remodel, in Phoenix. You walk in. And the buyers are blinded by the light. Who sings that song? Blinded by the light. Who sings that?
Man,
is it? Anyway, so they walk in, they see the beautiful quartz countertops. They see the stone looking tile, the gray paint, the white cabinets, the stainless steel appliances, and they feel like they died and went to heaven. And then we're walking around and we're kind of just checking things out. We go back, we see a 1962 electrical panel with wires hanging out of it. I see a 1978 air conditioning air handler that's got rats in it the size of downtown Manhattan. I go up on the roof, and it looks like it was Swiss cheese. You know? We got Swiss cheese for a roof. We got an original electrical panel, but we got quartz countertops. And we got a buyer who wants to buy it because of quartz countertops. Yep. We have more termites in this house than a wood shed, a wood chipper shed. I'm just saying that.
Does bling sing?
Bling does sing. But what would you do? Would you rather take a remodel that had a brand new roof, brand new air conditioner, brand new electrical panel, brand new electrical plumbing, or would you want a remodel that you would have to do all of those things instead of having quartz countertops throughout, brand new tile, brand new fixtures, ceiling fans?
My thought is I'd take all the bling because I don't have to live through fixing all the bling. I can do the air conditioner, the roof, and all that other stuff and still live in the house if needed.
But
home warranties will likely take care of the water heater, the plumbing, the AC, as long as you service them properly. And the roof is sort of the wild card.
What if you were a first time home buyer, what would you do? Would you take a new roof or laminate countertops?
No, I'd take a roof.
There you go.
Laminate countertops don't do anything for me.
So if you were more the fix-it type of guy and you had money, you would probably take the updated property and then work with the Swiss cheese roof at your leisure.
Yeah.
And just go to Home Depot and buy a bunch of buckets for the monsoon season. Just spread them out evenly.
Roofs are always the wild card in any deal. It's nice to get the roof done. That is a good, especially for these pro remodels, you're paying top dollar. You want it all done.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, to me, I like the bones. I like the structure. I could always do granite countertops.
Yes, you can. But most people don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. But a lot of times they're just not up to your specs. And I'll tell you, all this white quartz that you're seeing, all these white cabinets, white quartz, white baseboards, gray paint, that stuff's going to be gone in 6 months, and you're going to go back to, you know, espresso cherry cabinets.
I think white's been in for a while. White's pretty classic. Anyway, it's all up for fodder. If you guys are looking for a fixer, you can call us. We can find it for you.
If you're a home buyer, especially first-time home buyer, there's a lot that goes into buying homes that have been remodeled, fixed, and flipped. It has a lot to do with financing. Sometimes you can't get financing on these properties. It has a lot to do with the quality and integrity that were put into a lot of these properties. Because guess what? They bought them cheap, but they're still trying to be cheap with put the money in them because they have to make money. Fix and flippers want to make money. So there's a lot to learn about buying fix and flips or
doing them
or newly remodeled properties that are obviously from the fix and flip era. Gender.
The gray on gray on white.
Gay, grayge.
Grayge. That's a new word that came out of this whole sport of flipping. Grayge. Never existed before. Came out of this.
Quartz came out of this too.
No, I think quartz was around.
Speckle quartz.
All right, let's get to listings.
Let's talk about some listings
here. I got a new listing in Greyhawk.
Ayo.
New listing in Greyhawk. This one has been remodeled. It was remodeled in 2015. Coliseum granite. Remember that? Beautiful. Lots of flow. Beautiful white oak, wide plank hardwood floors. All the bathrooms have been done. It's almost 2,900 square feet, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage, pool, park side lot, 725.
Nice. How about this one? 2-bedroom, 2-bath condominium. It's rented right now. It's 1,000 square feet for $225,000 right in McCormick Ranch. Can't beat it.
How about North Scottsdale? 5-bedroom, 3-bath with a den, 2-car garage. Almost 3,700 square feet. It was 825. It's a custom home, east-facing lot. Beautiful views of the McDowells. Was 825. Now we're at 750 on it.
How about in Aviano? We're talking about it again. 7-bedroom, 6.5-bath, 7,350 square feet, built in 05. Pool, spa, basement, full built-out basement. Main level, sweeping staircase, gone with the wind. $1,249,000, 4-car garage. In Aviano, $1,249,000 for 7,350 square feet. You can't beat that.
Can't beat it. How about this? Southwest corner of Olive and 111th Avenue, right on the border of Peoria and Sun City. We got 7 acres, plus or minus, zone C2. Can be a gas station, a restaurant, anything your little heart desires. That's at $1,195,000.
How about 5 acres, gently sloping custom lot in Cave Creek? Very close to Harold's, very close to, it's on Old Stage Road. You can't beat it. Custom lot. 5 acres, $249,000.
How about, this trophy property we have at the corner of 100th Street and Cactus?
I'm aware.
Oh my goodness. We got one left. Want to thank our special guest. Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, the best steaks in town. I'm telling you, you got to try it out. Inspect 10 Home Inspections. Our man behind the glass today was Jason. Thank you. And a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate across the valley. We'll see you next Thursday at 3 right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the